Can I Steal You for a Second? A Bachelor Nation podcast hosted by Ashley Young, Shay Corrigan, and Natalie Zamora.
Welcome to another episode of Can I Steal You for a Second? I am Shay, joined by Natalie, and we're here to talk about Tayshia's second episode of the season, which began with something called a grown-ass man challenge. What was that all about, Natalie?
Yeah, so for Tayshia's group date, from the teasers, it looked like it was going to be fun. I was excited, you know, to see like the whole bed and breakfast type thing go down, but basically it was like, all right, so you guys are going to do a few like manly activities is how it was framed, but it wasn't really that. It was kind of random activities like solve math and English problems. But so basically if you won the challenge, you were the, what it was, big ass man, was it?
I think it was grown ass man.
Grown ass man, okay.
Like 3,000 times.
Thank you, because like I just wrote down big ass man and I was like, that's not what it was. It's not big ass man. Okay. Grown ass man. And then if you lost, you're a man child. So, yeah, what did you think of this group date? I think it had ups and downs. Like, some parts were strong, some parts were funny, and others were just, like, odd.
I was okay with it in theory because it had, like, a fun – I think there was, like, three parts where there was, like – they were quizzed on certain things, and we all got to laugh at Bennett, who made a big deal of, like, being like, I went to Harvard, so I'm going to nail this, and then just, like, could not do basic math or
spell. Yeah.
Then there was like a physical one where they did some kind of like, I don't know what it was, but because I wasn't paying attention, but like some kind of physical activity. And then they were supposed to like make her breakfast or something. And that's when Bennett put on all the charm. But yeah, so like in theory, like, that seemed kind of fun. What I didn't love was that they took and like every single one of them ran with Tayshia saying that like she wanted, like she didn't want to date like a boy or a man child. She wanted to date like a grown ass man. And so everyone in the episode kept going back to the well of like, I'm a grown ass man. And it seems like the more you say it, the less true it becomes, where it's just like, I feel like you like, no, like that really sort of began to get on me almost to the point that I was like, I wish we had not had this date, because then we would not be like so hung up on this single word. But beyond that, like I actually, as far as these dates have gone, like I didn't mind it. I did think it was funny that Bennett wins, and he wins because he has like, he puts on his like robe and he like is very sort of forward, which we're learning Tayshia's a big fan of, and like gets into bed with her and like upgrades or whatever the donuts to beignets and like puts on all this charm and gets like this diploma and then carries the diploma around and like he takes it, which I feel like is maybe what we're discovering is like Bennett's deal, like he takes it too far, where it's like I was very charmed initially by like his whole deal, but this episode I could kind of see it like, okay, like this is like too much, man. Like you don't need to be in the robe anymore, like you don't need to be carrying around the diploma anymore, like and I think, though, it also introduced what kind of became a theme of the episode, which is, like, the boys just infighting, because the boys were so mad that Bennett won, and then mad that he was, like, in a robe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like, Bennett is just proving to be just, like, socially awkward. Like, I can't help but feel bad for him, even though some of the things he says, I'm like, it's kind of cringy, but yeah, I think he took it a little too far wearing the robe. I'm pretty sure when Tayshia showed up at the cocktail party, like she was like, oh, you really dressed up. Yeah. He was just wearing the robe, but he probably thought he was being like so cool doing that. But yeah, the guys were really mad. And I felt bad for Bennett just because I feel like he was still like trying to play the game like playfully, and like he finds fun out of the competition with the guys without it being like overkill and people are actually getting aggressive. But then everyone just like turned on him and was getting mad at him, which, you know, he only did one part of the competition group date, so I understand. But also, like, Tayshia picked him, it's not like he did anything unfair, like to cheat or anything. Like Tayshia knew he didn't do two of the things and then still gave it to him. So if anything, like, be mad at Tayshia.
Right. I think too, it worked out for Bennett. Cause like he, in his whole like sort of taking things too far, like he initially, when the date starts, the group date cocktail, whatever starts, yeah, he's very like, oh, like Tayshia, like, I want to steal you, like pick up where we left off. And she's kind of like, I'm
gonna do it
right now. But luckily for him, like it is quickly overshadowed by whatever was happening between Chasen and Ed.
Yes. That came out of nowhere. Like, now that Ed basically was like, I think that Chasen is a phony, he's a fraud, and was saying like he just keeps describing Tayshia the same way that he did Claire. Which, okay, makes sense, but also, like, it really came out of nowhere. I could kind of see Chasen maybe being, like, not fake. That would be, that would be too far to say, but just, like, nervous and just saying, like, a thing Ed was saying was, like, oh, he's saying, like, the right things. Like, he wrote it down or something, and it's, like, maybe he's just nervous and is saying things he knows will go okay.
Yeah, it was real weird, because and this is tricky, because obviously there are like levels of when the guys start talking about like suitors being different around Tayshia or off camera. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, first off, like we don't see all the footage.
Yeah.
And even if they're doing it off camera, it's like, so it kind of always comes, I mean, I don't know, most of the time it feels like it comes a little bit out of left field when someone's like, this guy's super different than how he is, you know, otherwise. So that, like, it was one of those things that was like, I don't remember noticing that before, but also Jason's whole vibe, like, it doesn't exactly surprise me that he would be that way. But it was also, like, first off, I have to shout out or acknowledge that Ed is on this whole, Ed immediately dives on, like, I don't even know if, like, dives on a grenade is the right, like, analogy or whatever, but he immediately volunteers as the guy that's gonna like sacrifice his shot or whatever to call Chasen out. Which is always known. But he's also doing it holding, like, he lost the date, so he's carrying around this like baby doll that is like man child thing.
Yeah.
So trying to be all like righteous and indignant while also holding a toy. So that was a visual for the ages.
Yeah, that was good comic relief. And then I don't know what happened to the baby. We won't forget the baby. That's true that we obviously don't see everything that goes on. But that also, like, it makes me think too, like, I always am kind of hesitant to believe people that are like, oh, they act so different off camera. And it's like, well, I would too, kind of. Like, you're just like not, you don't have to be like confident and like out there and like TV presentable. Like, you can kind of just chill out. So I'm always like, what does that really mean?
Yeah. But I think too, like, it was one of those things that, and I feel like this happens to me all the time with the show where it starts off and I'm like, you seem like you're probably being like a little bit harsh on this person. And then the other person, like, the more camera time or the more the drama escalates, it's like, oh no, you do suck. Like, whether you were wrong before, you are definitely wrong now. So there's that.
Yeah. And then Chasen kept calling himself Wolverine, which, you know, it was just like, what are you talking about? I don't understand the correlation. And like, even if that was your nickname one time, like, why are you bringing it up? It was just, no.
Yeah, he was, like, trying to compare, like, Ed and the other guys. I don't remember what he called them. If he will call them, like Batman and Robert. He threw some group out there. And then he was like, I'm Superman. Actually, I'm Wolverine. And then again, like, much like the grown-ass man, like, he would not give it up the entire, like, he said he was a Wolverine a million times. He called Tayshia a smoke show a dozen times.
Yes.
He was like, I don't want to be harsh because I feel like when put under pressure or on being recorded, my vocabulary also disappears. But it was kind of like, come on, man. Can you come up with any other word?
I know. I feel like it just became a running joke, or it was like a running joke of producers. Like every time they heard him say smoke show, they're like, all right, cut that into this episode because that's the first time he said it. Because it was really like 5 times throughout the whole episode.
Like flag that tape. He called himself Wolverine again.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I guess, yeah. So right before the rose ceremony is when he is like, so the rose ceremony is going to start. And then he's like, all right, everyone, I just want to like clear the air. Like Ed, you know, I'm going to be the bigger man here. And then he just like, he did it to himself. Like he deserved kind of the making fun of, because then he's like, all right, so I did use the same adjective to describe Claire and Tayshia. All right, so now I got a new one. Tayshia's a smoke show. And he thought he was just like so innovative. And everyone was like, no.
I also have to say, I was disappointed because Tayshia, to be clear, like was involved in this. Like Ed did bring it to her, mm-hmm. and then she confronted. I think they almost went back and forth 3 times. Ed talked to her. She talked to Chasen. Chasen talked to Ed again. And then I think she got like Zach to snitch or something. Like where like she somehow found out about like the follow-up confrontation. And so then like I was going to the roast room and being like, there's no way. Like the concept of like production pressure to keep around the villain and the guy that's trying to get him gone seems like very like Bachelorette 101. Like we are in mm-hmm. a few bachelorettes. Like we don't need that stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way. Like she already seems to see through what's happening over here. Like it seems like there's no way both of these guys get roses.
Yeah.
So like early stages with everybody else. And then they both did.
I was shocked. I thought she was going to send both of them home. Just been like, you know, just been like, I'm not dealing with any drama, you know. I was shocked. I really was. I feel like, I mean, it's hard to say I would have done this or that, but I feel like I would have sent them both home. Just like, all right, drama, nope, out. Like, it's just too much.
Yeah, that was disappointing. And I also, like, I was disappointed in that, but also I could not recognize for the life of me the men she did send home. I recognized them enough to know that they, most of them were new from last week, which I had mixed feelings on, because part of me was like, oh, they should have had a chance. And then the other part of me is like very loyal to our original boys. So I was like, no, get them out of here right away.
I know. Yeah. And I feel like the two, it was Peter and Montel of the new guys that went home. They didn't get any screen time. Like I feel like their limo entrance was it. And then it was just like, all right, that makes sense. Yeah. Didn't show either of them. And then the other one was Jay, which also he hadn't gotten screen time forever. So it kind of just made sense.
I honestly thought, I didn't know that, I didn't put two and two together until our colleague Cody tweeted it, but Jay was the straitjacket guy.
Yeah.
I didn't really thought he went home night one. So I when Cody tweeted that, I was like, oh, like that I vaguely recognized Jay's face as like mm-hmm. being in the background of the past 5 episodes, but I did not, like, my only context for him, I guess, was that like straitjacket arrival.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that man made it out night one.
Somehow he did. But yeah, I think he got like some screen time with Claire, and that was it.
Yeah, but he was not getting anything. I'm trying to remember if there was anything else interesting at the rose ceremony, but I think it was just that.
Yeah, I like had a mini panic for a second because I'm pretty sure, because I was watching intently, like I'm pretty sure they didn't show her give the rose to Brendan. And I'm like, obviously he's getting one. And I'm like, why is she saving him for last? Like, is this like a weird thing? And then like, I just glance at him on the side and he's wearing a rose. I'm like, all right, well, I guess that was just an obvious one that they skipped it. But I was watching like Brendan.
Two, maybe, because Brendan might have gotten a rose because her like episode was so like split. He might have gotten a rose at the end of his date in the previous episode.
Yeah, you're right.
To a couple of the other people, because Brendan wasn't alone. I think this was like a me thing where I just missed it, but I remember not like knowing if Joe had gotten one yet. because Joe, which we can talk more about this, but I feel like Joe had a real like sneaky breakout in this episode where he got just enough screen time to make everyone on Twitter mad that he wasn't getting more screen time.
Yeah.
So that was a lovely little experience of this episode. Just enough Joe time, Dr. Joe time for us to be like, we need more of him.
Yeah, I know. I do love him. I hope that he stays on for at least a few more weeks. But yeah, you're definitely right. I think because the rose ceremony was kind of like right in the middle or a little bit before the middle, that it kind of just messed me up completely. How do they keep track of time? Like when they're putting together the episodes, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. I also wonder if like early seasons, if they kept to like the straight, like it starts, there's a group date, there's a one-on-one date, there's a rose ceremony, and we're done. Because now it seems like it's always so staggered, and I lost total track of the time, and the rose ceremony ended, and I was like, all right, well, are we recording the podcast now? And then I looked up at the podcast at 8:15, I was like, oh, wait, no. I am very off.
I know. Yeah, I feel like, as I think we've said in previous episodes, like, time is just out the window. Like, I think in this episode, one of them was like, the woman that I just met 2 days ago, and I'm like, 2 days? Oh my god.
Yeah, that was a lot going on. Especially any time, I think this came up later, like, on a different date in this episode, but they talk about a guy being gone for, like, an hour, and it's like, how... I don't know. This is when I wish like we still had like Dustin on the show to be like, how many hours are those cocktail parties? Because if you can be gone for an hour and still be involved in like multiple points of drama involved with the cocktail party, that is a marathon that you're sitting through.
Yeah. I think they're long because I've watched previous seasons, even with like the first ever, right when they come out of the limos. And then when they send people home, that rose ceremony that night, it's light out. So it was literally all night. So I think they're probably like 6 hours long or something.
Yeah. I know the opening one is definitely like notorious for being super long because they have all the arrivals and then everyone's drinking. And then there's sort of everything that goes on after that.
Insane.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick ad break, and then when we return, we'll talk all about Tayshia's wrestling group date. All right, and we're back. Okay, so the first group date of the episode was a grown-ass man competition. The second is a, like, I'm not going to know the words because I don't understand wrestling, but like a WrestleMania tournament or something. Mm-hmm. She has however many guys, and they're once again in short shorts, and they're oiled up and they are wrestling.
Yeah, that was way more serious than I thought it was going to be. I kind of thought it was going to be a playful thing, but then they got oiled up, which obviously they're going to fall down and like get hurt easier. And that's exactly what happened. There was blood, there was a few injuries. And I mean, I think they're all good sports about it, but it was way more intense than I was expecting.
Yeah, I saw some tweets that was like, The Bachelorette talked a big game about like COVID precautions, and then immediately was like, all right, we're going to have everybody in very close contact, breathing heavily on each other. They also teased like a live studio audience, which turned out just to be the other men.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was a bit of a fake out, but probably like a fake out in a good way. Like if they had actually had people in, that would have seemed very reckless.
Yeah.
As this will quickly, I think, become a refrain, but also a huge fan of Joe on this date because he starts off and he's like, listen, like, I'm surrounded by guys that, like, played in the NFL, like, played collegiate basketball, like, did this, did that, like, work out on the lawn every morning. He's like, I played volleyball in college. I found that all very charming, and he immediately, like, I think he might have even, like, slipped. Like, he did not last long against, I think, Easy was his partner, if you will. But I was still deeply endeared by him, and afterwards, his little, like, one-on-one being like, I'm a lover, not a fighter, sorry. It's like, awesome. That is what we like to see and hear, Joe.
I know. I feel like when he said the lover, not a fighter, like everyone was just like swoon. Like it was so cute. And I mean, he was like, even though he wasn't good at the wrestling match, like he was being humble. Like he had a nice body. He wasn't scrawny. I was expecting him to be like, you know, super scrawny. Not like there's anything wrong with that. But the way he was talking was that he was not in shape. And I was like, all right. Okay, Joe.
Yeah, he, I don't know. I can't think of it. But I also was a big fan of his little ponytail that he,
yes,
his hair is like just long enough to require a ponytail when wrestling, apparently.
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah, that was cute. He's a cutie. He's one to watch out for. And we have been watching out.
Right? I feel like this is always like it's like a double-edged, not a double-edged sword, but kind of a backhanded compliment when you're like, I really want to see this person as the Bachelor, because it's kind of like admitting that they're probably not going to win. And like, yeah. I love Joe, but he's probably not going to win.
Yeah.
But he's delightful, so he should be a future Bachelor.
I agree. And I think we said from the start, right when we read his bio, we're like, he's too good for the Bachelorette. Probably too good for the Bachelor too, but let's see it. I'll take it, though.
Right? If nothing else, hopefully his DMs are full when he gets back to New York. Get something out of this. But also, okay, so he was an obvious highlight, as always. I feel like I wasn't all that entertained by the actual wrestling because, A, I don't watch wrestling. But even if I did, this was obviously not, like, high-caliber wrestling. Mm-hmm. And they were all, like, intentionally greased up, so it was mostly just, like, men slipping around.
Yeah.
But, obviously, they're teasing, like, this matchup between Ed and Chasen, who are both on the same date, which I've never really thought about how group dates get picked before. I kind of thought it was a Bachelorette thing with probably some like producer influence. Yeah. But I don't know when it got picked, because part of me is like, Tayshia's not dumb. Like, why would you want to like run the risk of like ruining or creating more attention in another date by inviting two people that you know are fighting?
Yeah.
But anyways, they were both there. And then Ed, who we'd seen earlier in the episode, like working out, and specifically working out his like shoulders, was like, I can't do this. I have like hyper dislocating shoulders or something. Yeah. If I do it, like I will have to be hospitalized, and I don't want to be taken away. Like I'm here for love. I'm here for Tayshia. I don't want to risk that by going to the hospital, blah, blah, blah. So he doesn't wrestle. And I think, correct me, I don't remember exactly how it was, but Chris Harrison either like announces that, and I don't think he asked for volunteers, but Noah is over the fence in like a second to participate in this wrestle thing against
Chasen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In capris with his dash, just bringing so much eager energy.
Yeah, so I think Chris, like, said, like, oh, who's gonna, like, fight Chasen, or not fight Chasen, but, like, go against Chasen now, but it literally was, like, 0.2 seconds, and Noah was there. I honestly don't have anything against him. He's just very extra, and he's not my favorite, so I'm kind of just like, go away with the storyline. I don't care about it. Yeah. But, yeah, that was a lot. And then, so Chasen wins, but then Tayshia's like, no, you like, you know, risked it all for me kind of thing. You showed up, in Claire's words. So then she's like, come on the group date with us, which I thought honestly wasn't that terrible of a thing. But of course, the guys were very, very angry. They're like, he's crashing our date. He jumped over the fence. And it was like, all right, it's a competition show. Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Also, what is the difference in, like, one more dude at that point? Like, there was, like, 12 of them already. Yeah. Like, 13 is not going to, like, make or break your – if 13 is going to make or break your time with her, like, that's a little bit on you. So I was with you. Her – and it made sense because it was, like
– yeah.
The date or the cocktail party was for, like, the men that participated in the date. Mm-hmm. And he ultimately did that and, like, volunteered. So if he did the wrestling, he should get the cocktails. But yeah, so I thought that was fine. I also don't think, like, I'm with you. I don't feel strongly about Noah one way or the other. His mustache isn't great, in my own personal opinion. I am not otherwise, like, there's nothing about him that is currently, like, charming me, mm-hmm. but he seems otherwise fine. So, like, I also did it, like, I think he's the first one to, like, steal her for some time with the cocktails, and then he disappears because mm-hmm. she tells him to go shave his mustache, and then he comes back at some point, and he steals her again once he gets back from not shaving his mustache.
Yeah.
Which seems all, like, fair play. Like, we could talk about how the guys reacted to that, mm-hmm. but for his part, that was, like, fairly standard fair play. Like, it wasn't Dale levels of, like,
yeah.
I'm going to steal her and then steal her again and then steal her in five more. Like, it seemed like this was, like, mostly on the guys for not doing their part.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I was just laughing as you were retelling that, just because the whole thing of him going, okay, I'm going to go shave my mustache now, and then just comes back and is like, oh, like, did you want it clean shaven? Like, I'm like, just go away. At that point, he was just dragging it out, I feel like, which, like, more power to him. Of course, he wants time with Tayshia, but at that point, too, I was like, come on, Ben, like, yeah. Ben had this grand scheme of, like, I want to be the last guy she's going to talk to, so then, like, she can kind of relax, and then we can have a nightcap, I'll bring her a fresh drink, and I'm like, it's not going to go well, it's not, you know, just a cute plan will never go well, so it didn't happen.
We gotta talk about Dear Sweet Ben, because Ben earlier in the episode thinks that he's gonna get, like, the group date rose.
Yeah.
I guess he must have been on the grown ass man. I don't know. Cocktail party. He thought he was gonna get the rose, and he didn't. It mm-hmm. went to Ivan, I think, maybe. Somebody.
Yeah.
Chase. It went to someone that wasn't Ben, and he was very distraught by it.
Yeah.
And he gives his little, like, feeling, like, never feeling, like, recognized or, like, seen, and, like, he just never, like, he hasn't gotten a rose and he just wants a rose and blah, blah, blah. It was very sweet but also sad. And then, yeah, like you said, like, you can see him, he gives this, like, spiel about his strategy for, like, laying back and, like, not being too mm-hmm. like aggressive or anything like that, and, like, lying in wait, which is, like, a strategy that has literally never worked on The Bachelor and will never work on The Bachelor.
No.
Oh, Dear Sweet Ben, this is not gonna work out for you, and it absolutely did not.
Yeah, I know. They kept, like, showing him talking about it, so I was like, of course it's not going to work because now it's so hyped up. But also, yeah, like you said, that doesn't work. Also, just over-planning like that, you can't do it. Like, you gotta just, like, take charge, especially with Tayshia, who's, like, anyone who, like, takes charge or, like, yeah. approaches me first, you know, does all this, takes risks. So I 100% see where he was coming from. So it was so sad. And then when she was about to give out the rose for the group date, he was like, Tayshia, I'm sorry, can I talk to you right before? And she was like, the night's over. You should have came to talk to me if you wanted to. Like, I'm disappointed. And my heart just broke. And he was just like, okay. And I was like, no, tell her. And he's too nice.
Brings us back to the big question of, like, how does time work?
Because the night is over.
The night is over. I mean, I guess, like, she does. So, like, if she really wanted to. But that's a good other thing where it's like, you shouldn't have left it till she's, like, going for the rose. Because then clearly, like, I would probably be terrible at this, but, like, you need to judge, like, when you think it's late enough that you're, like, have a good chance of being the last person. But not so late that you're getting hit with literally, like, the night is over, I'm done, man. Like,
I know, especially because he was definitely on the edge of his seat the entire night, just waiting for, like, all right, the moment. Like, he should have been a little bit earlier.
Yeah, but she says, like you said, she says into the camera, she's like, I like Ben, but, like, I don't like someone just, like, sitting around and waiting. Like, it's, especially when you're on a date with, like, 12 other people, like, you gotta, like, mm-hmm. jump up and go for it or whatever.
Yeah, I hope that he gets, obviously, like, I'm sure he's not going to go home because of it or anything, but I hope that he gets that redemption of, like, I had a grand plan, even though it wasn't a grand plan, but he had a plan that's more than other guys can say on this show. Yeah. So I hope that he can explain himself.
Right. I feel like these episodes are still like, you just need to be memorable enough. You need to have like enough time with her to make an impression in a good way, to sort of keep your spot there. And I think he like did whatever gave him the impression that he was getting a rose earlier. Like, I think he's had some quality time with her. It just wasn't, he really, bombed the final ceremony or that final rose party or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think like everyone before that, and everyone had just like one-upped him, like in the beginning, the cocktail party after the first group date, like they were making out and everything, they seemed to have a connection, but then Ivan came in with the blindfold and was feeding her strawberries. I was like,
dude. I forgot about that. I will say I am enjoying, I guess, like the hijinks of her season so far, where the guys seem, maybe like Dale scared them into like being like hyper, not hyper aggressive, but like hyper active, I guess, about it, where it's like they are all about like trying to like make an impression. But I also enjoyed, we talked about it a little bit more, Brendan got some good quality time. I was worried that the first like hour and a half he was not to be seen, and I was like, where is my boy? I need to see him, also because I have him in fantasy, and
I know
if he's not there I'm not getting any points. So they seem to be as in love as ever, or as taken with each other as ever, so yay there, yay for team Brendan Tayshia.
Yeah, that was literally the next thing I was gonna bring up. Like, okay, we did get some Brendan time too. And did you see at the end of the episode, like, how could they cut that out? Because it was too cute and not dramatic enough.
We got so much Chasen and Ed, and you couldn't give us a little bit more of Brendan and Tayshia on like little motorized horses or something, like, thrusting their way across the parking lot.
I know. That was cute. That was cute. As we said last week, I'm excited to see their relationship continue.
What's your take on Zach? Because that's another person that they seem to be sort of foreshadowing, foreshadowing a connection with.
Yeah, I don't mind him. I feel like I don't know him enough yet. And the conversations he's had, I feel like are kind of dull. Like, it's kind of more of like, this one, at least tonight, was like, I'm like wise. And she was like, I feel like he can give me advice on the other boys. And I was like, that's kind of weird, right? But I mean, they seem to have a connection. He's from Jersey. So am I. So gotta shout that out. Every time they show his little card, I'm like, hey. But besides that, I don't have a good read on him yet. But it seems like they do have a connection, and all the teasers and everything show them making out. So I hope that he's a good guy. I hope I like him.
Yeah, I feel like he's like middle of the pack for me, where it's like, I don't dislike him, but it seems like some of the other guys, like even Ben, like she has more chemistry with, where it seems like, this is going to sound so harsh, but like I could see her and Zach being like super great friends.
Yeah.
He does seem, and this is also like a compliment that might sound a little like backhanded in the context of The Bachelor, but like he does seem just like mature, which is like a very low bar in reality, but a high bar on The Bachelorette, where it's like, oh, he seems reasonable.
Yeah.
isn't as exciting as like, you know, Brendan or even Bennett being a full weirdo, but also like in reality it's like, oh, no, that's a good dude.
Yeah, 100%. That's a good point. That's probably why he seems like dull so far, just because it's like completely normal conversations. But at the same time, like even though they have kissed, I do get like it's more of like a friendly vibe. Like they were just talking about like, I guess just life. Like it could have been more of a passionate conversation, but just kind of was flat for me.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what Zach can bring in future weeks.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like if there's anyone else that I'm really rooting for. I don't know why I really like Ben. I just think he's super cute, and then of course Brendan is the number one. I also like Ivan a lot. I think he's really cute, and he seems really genuine.
I like Ivan too. I think I would put Ivan and Brendan in my top two as like serious people that I would like to see her potentially with. Mm-hmm. And then I would like Bennett, Ben, and Zach to just like stick around for a while. Mm-hmm. And Riley, he didn't get a lot of screen time this week, but mostly because Riley gives really excellent like reaction faces, just like sitting in the cocktails. Those guys, I wanted them to stay around for like the television aspect of it. And cause, like, I enjoy their presence. But in terms of their relationships with Tayshia, I haven't seen anything yet there that really seems like, you know, they're the people to back.
Yeah. And she seems even in this episode, he wasn't in it that much, but Spencer, they had like a few kisses this episode. Yeah. So she's still into him. We'll see.
I hated Spencer last week and I can't remember why.
I was just thinking that. I was like, what was the matter with him? I think he was just starting drama for no reason with the guys, which apparently they all do now. So
but yeah, that was like the real takeaway from this week, is that like they love talking about, like, they love being mad about Bennett. Then they were mad about Jason. Then they were mad about Ed and Jason. Then they were mad about Noah. And I was just like, come on, man. Like, just focus.
Yeah. I got to the point where I couldn't take them seriously in whatever they were mad at, just because it was, you know, it's just that they're winning. Like, they're mad at the guy that's winning that moment or that date. And it's like, it's going to happen. It's a competition.
Yeah. I also, though, do feel like I need to defend them a little bit in terms of, like, if I was in that situation, I think it's just natural that you're going to not trash talk, but you're going to talk about the person that's not in the room. It's like, they're all they're off, like, having time with her, and you're like, oh, it's like, what's the deal with Noah? It's like, oh, yeah, Noah again. So I feel like it's got to be very easy to edit in those grievances. But at the same time, it's like, the most first rule of Bachelor, Bachelorette is, like, just don't start shit with everyone. Like, don't start shit with the other people, and don't waste your time talking about the other people. It's literally never worked out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, like we said, it's surprising that both Ed and Chasen are still here.
God. Yeah. Maybe it's because they already had them lined up to wrestle, and they're like, you have to keep them. It's good TV. I don't know. I am admittedly very cynical about the show and, like, the production, but sometimes it's comforting to me to, like, it's easier for me to believe that, you know, Tayshia was forced to keep them both than to think that Tayshia would voluntarily keep both of them after they had, like, made a nuisance of date night.
Yeah. That's very true. I still don't even understand that feud, and I'm just hoping that it's going to be gone by next week. That's all I ask.
I don't like either of them enough. Like, if one of them, like, if Ben was involved, I would be like, no, like, I'm sure it's fine, but it's like, I didn't like either of them before. I don't really like them now. Like, let's just get rid of them and keep it moving.
Agreed. I don't see either of them winning at this point. So just, like, they're going to leave at some point.
So what do we have on deck for next week? Because I feel like I blacked out when they gave us the teaser.
I don't know. It seemed like just a lot. Okay, so I'm trying to think if there was drama and I just missed it. It seemed like just a bunch of, like, her forming connections and, like, dates. It seemed like not a teaser for next week, but just the rest of the season, kind of.
Yeah.
It didn't show her crying, because I know that was a teaser for the rest of the season at one point. But it seemed just, like, sparks were flying. Connections were being formed.
Well, that is suspiciously wholesome, but I don't like it.
I know. I'm sure by next week there's going to be, like, a wild card having a fight with, like, a guy we forgot that was even there. And
oh my gosh, yeah. There was some guy that Twitter dug up that they caught in the background of one thing that was, like, I thought I vaguely recognized most people, and this person, like, I was, that might be a cameraman. Like, that, I don't think that man is on the show.
Oh, no. I need to see that. That's hilarious. They also teased that they're going to show, it's probably going to be for 5 seconds, but Matt James, Bachelor teaser.
They did the classic, like, Big Sky premieres after The Bachelorette, like, stay tuned to watch a clip of it. And I was like, that's what the internet's for. Like, there's no amount of time when Bachelor fans around the world, around the U.S., would have, like, watched the first 30 minutes of Big Sky to catch that promo but I'm just going to wait until it pops up on my timeline because that seems easier.
I know. I was literally thinking the same thing. Like, it's probably on Twitter right now, and it's probably a 10-second clip of, like, him being like, I'm super excited, waiting for the limo, and then it's like, The Bachelor.
Yeah, classic sense of, like, him standing out front, a couple lines about, like, I don't know, alluding to love or heartbreak or, like, betrayal or being there for the right reasons, and then, yeah, you're right, cue title card.
Yeah, I'm excited, though. I'm so excited for his season.
Yeah, that's gonna be. I think they, obviously this wasn't what anybody, like, wanted or planned for, but I think it's gonna create a really nice run of Claire and Datasha into Matt, and it's gonna be a nice season, nice run of episodes, hopefully. I won't, like, jinx anything.
I know, right? Yeah, I'm excited. And I feel like with this season, like, they kind of had, it was like a test run with COVID and everything. So hopefully with Matt's, they'll be more creative, even though, you know, Tayshia's season is really fun so far, but I'm sure it'll get better with the dates and everything.
I feel like they've leaned a little too heavily on just, it seems like we're rehashing this, like, date of, like, physical competition in which they take off all their clothes, which, maybe I just haven't seen enough seasons of The Bachelorette to realize it's always that way, but I feel like we could think outside the box with dates if we're gonna keep doing quarantine seasons. We can get more creative there. Maybe they should open it up to suggestions, get some suggestions. I'm sure we could come up with some ideas for them.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, honestly, because how many times, especially with The Bachelor, they're hopefully not going to be doing, you know, dates where girls are half naked. So they're going to have to think of something.
Yeah. Oh, well, we will no doubt see. When does that premiere? I feel like you know that.
But it's January 4th, I believe. It's the first week of January.
Awesome. So we should almost have, like, an uninterrupted holiday season of Bachelor content. That's delightful.
Amazing. I'm excited.
Me too. But in the meantime, we'll check back in with Tayshia next week for another 2 hours of hopefully fun and hopefully little Jason and Ed. This is little as possible. Let's get them out of there in, like, the first 5 minutes and call it a day. That's what I'm rooting for.
Agreed. She should have just sent them home right when the feud started, but maybe next week.
Right, maybe next week. And on that note, we will talk to you next week as well. This has been Can I Steal You for a Second? Like, listen, subscribe, and we'll talk to you next week.